A quick warning is in order. A story today about a new policy at the Texas Department of Agriculture will cause entitled snowflakes to melt. You've been warned. It's Thursday, April 27th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Speaking of triggering people, the part-time Texas House wants to put its full-time pension on auto increase. We'll get to that, but first. A large school district northwest of Austin with approximately 42,000 enrolled students is asking taxpayers to approve $763 million in new debt spending on the May 6th local ballot. The pro-ISD campaign in Leander, Texas, is selling voters on the idea that their tax rate won't go up. In fact, the $763 million in principal debt will result in higher property tax burdens for local taxpayers. Leander ISD is coming back to voters a year and a half after those same voters rejected $739 million in proposed bond spending. The school district currently has $1.6 billion in outstanding current interest bond debt. That's a bond where interest payments are made regularly until the bond is repaid. The district has another $747 million in outstanding capital appreciation bonds where interest compounds annually until the bond matures, at which point the entire principal and interest must be paid. More than 100 school districts across the state are asking voters for approval to add a combined $25 billion in new bond debt to the $104 billion that is already outstanding. Early voting is going on statewide for local elections, and Election Day is Saturday, May 6. Now, just as a little free economic advice, it's mathematically impossible to get property tax relief by voting for new bond debt and the associated higher tax burdens. Even as the legislative fight across the nation and Texas continues over protecting female athletes, Attorney General Ken Paxton announced he's joining a Tennessee-led legal fight. Nearly half the states in the union have signed on in support of legal filings in federal court as part of an effort to protect women's sports against unfair and dangerous competition from biological men. In 2021, Texas lawmakers passed legislation protecting girls' sports from kindergarten through 12th grade, but stopped short of protecting collegiate athletes. Last month, the Texas Senate passed a measure that would prohibit biological men from competing in women's sports at the collegiate level in Texas. The Texas House hasn't given the proposal a hearing yet. As the Texas House slow walks conservative priorities through the legislative process, concerns are growing regarding the status of much-needed border security measures. After a marathon hearing in the House State Affairs Committee 2 weeks ago, 9 pieces of border security legislation addressing various parts of the crisis are still pending before the committee. That includes things like law enforcement funding and increasing criminal smuggling charges. In an interview with Texas Scorecard, Chris Russo of Texans for Strong Borders said he's worried lawmakers won't get the job done and that the situation at the border will only worsen between now and the next legislative session in 2025. Just 32 days remain in the legislative session, which ends May 29th. So what are lawmakers working on? We'll get to that next. With the state collecting nearly $31 billion in surplus revenue and citizens begging for tax relief, lawmakers in the Texas House overwhelmingly gave initial approval to a scheme that increases their pension payouts upon retirement. In the part-time Texas legislature, lawmakers earn a relatively small annual salary of $7,200. It is a part-time job. That's not the only cash they receive, however. They're also entitled to $221 in per diem cash during the legislative session, whether they're present or not. They can also collect a per diem every time they go to Austin for legislative business outside the session. That adds up to more than $25,000 in additional pay. The big prize, though, is the lucrative pension legislators give themselves. It's pegged to the base full-time salary of a state district judge, currently $140,000, and lawmakers are allowed to vest in their pension after 8 years in office. After 12 years in office, a lawmaker can begin receiving payments at age 50. Earlier this week, and with very little debate, the House gave initial approval to legislation by Republican State Representative Mike Scofield of Katy that would add automatic increases to that base salary based on changes to the Consumer Price Index, which in turn increases the pension that the lawmakers will receive. Only 6 House members voted against this unethical move, and 6 more changed their votes in the House Journal after the fact. Lawmakers will take a final vote on Friday, and then it will go to the Senate for consideration. So while lawmakers are trying hard not to give you real meaningful tax relief, or even just return the over-collected tax revenues, they are working to pad their own pension. When the Texas Minute comes back, we'll discuss a story that will offend the sensibilities of people who think they should be allowed to wear pajamas at the office.
Many folks today scoff at the idea that America was founded by Christians using biblical principles, but they are simply denying history. On the Liberty Cafe, what I try to do is bring a biblical perspective, as Christians have done since the founding of our nation, to determine how Texans and Americans should respond to oppression today. I hope you'll listen in wherever you get your podcast.
Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller has implemented a new dress code in his agency. The new policy requires, among other things, that Texas Department of Agriculture employees wear clothing, quote, in a manner consistent with their biological gender, end quote. Repeat violators could face termination. An employee of the Agriculture Department told Texas Scorecard that coworkers have been showing up to work in pajamas. Meanwhile, a man wearing inappropriate and revealing clothing has been using the women's restroom, making real female employees uncomfortable. The newly enacted dress code includes standards for both men and women and encourages employees to demonstrate good judgment and professional taste. As you might imagine, a lawyer with the left-wing American Civil Liberties Union claims the dress code violates federal law. Commissioner Miller scoffed at that and said the dress code follows state law. Look, my dad always told me that if someone wants to be taken seriously as a professional, they should act and look like a professional. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Katie Marshall, Emily Wilkerson, Brandon Waltons, Daryl Frost, and Sydney Henry. Thanks for spending part of your day with the Texas Minute. We'd appreciate it if you take a second now to rate the show and encourage your friends to listen. Today's edition was produced in the 1836 studios by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.